Hey guys, it's Paige again. I'm actually gonna, get really quick into this because I don't really have a lot of time to discuss what I want to, but I feel like I didn't really cover a lot of the points that I really wanted to make in my last What I Think About High School video, or not even video, it was a voice recording, but you know what I mean. I didn't really cover a lot of the topics that I wanted to, and you know, they're like just like the least important topics that I got to last time. So I'm just gonna, get into the better topics, the ones that are, very maybe hard hitting, I guess. Something that, just came to mind and everything, and I'm just gonna talk about it. This is Asterisk for Language, so if you are, impressionable child, get off of my podcast, please. I'm just going to get right into it. So the first thing that I want to address is that, in the end of high school, when it all comes down to the graduation part, the most important thing to some people or most people is getting the diploma and getting a good GPA in the end. Now, GPAs can get you into colleges and better colleges because they look at that. It's just something that they do look at. And really, that just fits you into a category in some of the eyes of the teachers and of some of the students themselves, because they are led to believe that since the outstanding or the most outstanding score is a 1600, however close or however far away you fall from that determines how smart you are. I have so many issues with this because me having ADD, which, is an entire topic in its own, it's hard for me to really do well on the math portion of the SAT and just math in general. I have just never really been good at it. So it's always just sunk my GPA down since, GPAs were even a thing in my book. Since it really just mattered to me. I always just took a look at the reading score and the writing, and it's like, oh wow, I got like an A in that, but like for some odd reason, I'm still failing math. And it's become apparent to me that, like, wow, I've been so upset with myself for getting horrible, horrible grades in math because it just automatically makes me not smart. That's ridiculous. And I feel like if you don't have a good score, teachers just don't take you as seriously or just don't think of you as an intelligent being, which is very not true. Very, very not true in my eyes. I know a lot of intelligent people who got not the best scores on the SAT and everything. They're the most intelligent people I've come to know, being a high schooler and everything. That's, it's not really supported. But hey, I don't know a lot of people who aren't intelligent because it's just the thing that I know a lot of people, and most people are intelligent in their own way. And I don't think that can be defined in a number. Like, a number on a paper can't really define my intelligence, and I feel like that should be highlighted a lot more than it, might look to be, or is quote-unquote, said to be reviewed in some classes, which I know for a fact it's not, because I haven't heard no teacher speak about how, you're smart anyways, and, your SAT score does not define how smart you are, blah, blah, blah. I don't ever hear that. So don't you dare come to me saying that that is a thing that is always talked about, because it's not. Now, that was one of the bigger ones that I just don't want to ramble too much about, and I already took up half my time talking about, but whatever. Lunch ladies, my second topic. Lunch ladies. They deserve way more respect than they are given. My uncle used to work in the industry where he worked at my high school, and he was the manager of the lunch, whatever it is. And he told me all the time about how awful it is to be a lunch lady in a high school. You're serving greedy teenagers for hours on hours every day for no thank you, no nothing. And it sucks. It really does suck, because you realize how just completely horrible that would be to serve people who are so ungrateful for days on end, when literally it's just a horrible, horrible place to be, and you don't even get paid enough I know so many people who just do it because they want to at least get paid something, and they are treated like shit because of it. It's awful. It's completely horrible, and I just think that that needs to change. Another thing. Why is rowing so expensive? I don't know if any of you all have rowing in your school or whatever, if you're in high school, or if you were in high school, if you didn't have rowing, some people in rowing. Well, sorry if you hear talking in the background, that's my mom. It's extremely expensive, and the people who go in it are always, like, and I've never known anyone to not be like this, but anyone who's in rowing is completely and utterly, like, rich. Like, and it may not be the case for some people, but they're like, oh, I'm rich, I can afford to do rowing, even though it's $3,000 a year as the minimum, or whatever, because it's a very expensive apparent sport, and I guess that's, like, not really, like, an issue or whatever, but I just don't understand why they have to be so, like, cocky and just get all up in your face being like, I'm more rich than you. I don't know. It might just be my school. Whatever. Third topic. Let me think. Well, I'm just gonna go on the topic that I think that, a lot of the arts departments, like the performing arts department and the visual arts department of every school, should just get a little bit more recognition than it does, because to be honest, they're fucking amazing. All of them are. And I've known so many people who work so hard, like my chorus teacher and my drama teacher. They work their asses off for nothing, and it sucks. It really does. They don't even get, like, a notice on, like, the school news or whatever, or in the newspaper. They don't get a congratulations, you know, these people went to states or whatever, these people went to sectionals, or these people went to MPA, which is music performance assessment, which is a very big part of the year. These people got superiors there, and they should be, you know, acknowledged or whatever. Nothing, just nothing. Not even a, oh, they went here, cool, awesome. They, nothing at all, ever. And it's like, wow. They work so hard for nothing. They put in a lot of money and a lot of time for nothing. It's just, I feel like they deserve a little bit of a round of applause, a little shout out. Because things need to change, in my opinion. Things just really need to change. Another thing. Let me think of something. Well, I feel like a lot of the school generations are changing. Like, and anyone who's, like, anyone ever probably who's been in high school can already probably agree that, like, when you look at the underclassmen as, you know, you go into high school, they're just changing. Like, they just change. They're different than you. They're different than everybody. Sometimes they become assholes, which is what I've been noticing. A lot of the classes below me, all assholes. I don't understand it. I don't understand. But I think that might be my next topic, something that, like, I've, you know, come to notice, and that's just been, like, a thing that I've been, like, told and been aware of, and it amazes me, it shocks me, and I'm just fed up with that, and I'm wanting to ask questions for all those underclassmen boys and, you know, freshman, sophomore boys, then why their mentality is just so fucked. I don't know. And some of the girls, too. It's not even just the guys. It's the girls, too, because they feed into all that shit. Anyways, I'm overdue on my time. So thank you for listening for this part 2. There might be a part 3. There might not be. Who knows? Comment down below what you want me to hear, if there even is a comment thing. I still have not figured out Audio Boom. But thank you for listening anyways. I'll listen next time. Yeah.